Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, we're on the air telling you about the love of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you the weather is inclement right now. And those of you who are in your homes, on your radio station, on your phone, your computer, remember these words, Jesus Christ is still our Lord. And I would say to those of you who are listening, we thank God for you. But let's do this. Let's go into prayer. Lift our hands up to the Lord. Be kind unto the Lord because he has blessed us. Love him with all you have because he loved us. Trust him because he has been so good to us. We come in the name of Jesus to you, acknowledging any sin we have committed. We ask you in the name of Jesus that all sins we might have committed knowingly or unknowingly be forgiven and washed away. Purge us with hyssop. Purge us with the cleanness of the Holy Spirit. And let the blood of Jesus Christ wash us thoroughly, that we may be white before thee. So when you look upon us, all you see is Jesus Christ. We want to thank you this hour of the night for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. Throughout the day, things that you've done for us and us by us. And we just pray this hour, Father, your word be sure, your word be true, that somebody call upon the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Somebody will be saved. Father, in this life we live today, many things are cropping up, but we know your word declares. And your word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, we're waiting for you. Your word says we are waiting for you because we are trusting in you, Father. We're believing in your word. Your word has power, sustaining power. Your word has made us to know that without you, we can do nothing. And I thank you for this night, Father. I thank you for the state of Texas, for all 50 states, for all continents. I pray tonight, Father, that somebody will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And, Father, we want to pray for those who are watching on the path. Continue to feed the sheep of God, feeding the sheep, leading them and teaching them your way and not their way. They're not high rock. They're not looking low. They're not thinking, but they're humble before you, God. I ask you tonight in Jesus' name that you let the fullness of your holiness fall upon all of us as we labor in this vineyard. And now, Father, because of that, we want to thank you for the little children who don't have their father. For those little children that don't know their father or mother, have mercy upon them. Lead them to a place where they can meet somebody. Lead somebody in the name of Jesus of the fivefold ministry to adopt, to come in and cascade with love and say to the people, Jesus is alive. He stands here. And then, Father, I thank you for this night, for watching over some pastors who want to retire and call it quits. But I'm asking you, by the anointing of Jesus in my life, by the laying on of hands to them, Father, they shall come up and say, this is what the Lord is going to do. They want to press in until the last of the call. And I want to thank you, Father, for watching over America, watching over us, watching over my wife, watching over my son and daughter, my grandson, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law. I want to thank you tonight for everything you've done tonight. Thank you for Jenny who called. Thank you for them, Father. Thank you for the women that have called tonight. I want to thank you for them. Thank you, Father. Tonight's a night that we just want to give you the praise, give you the glory, everything you've done. You did it because Jesus Christ paid a price. And you said, Father, this is my beloved son, and I'm well pleased in him. Hear you him. And, Father, we hear him speaking to us tonight. And we thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Jesus. And, Father, in the hours of destiny, we believe that all things work together for those that are called by you. And, Father, you said, eyes have not seen, no, it's there to the hearts of men, for those that just love the name of Jesus. Father, we love the name of Jesus, because in the name of Jesus, many things can happen. Many things can be done. And I want to thank you. There is no God like you. You are the only true God. And then, Father, I want to pray individually and collectively, somebody in each one of the states in America, a husband and a wife and a husband, let them come to the community and understand it is God who has called that thing to union. For in one union, they can see the fullness of your word. And then, Father, for that came out of a seed, be a man or a woman. See them that they will bless their parents. Bless their offspring of offspring from all 50 states in America, all 7 countries. Raise up a fold of men and women, particularly men who will stand and say, this is the Lord. He's done this. And Father, I take it to your word. Your word says, Psalm 89:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And Father, we want to abide in your love and your holiness and your understanding and your caringness, Father, your lovingness. For you make it so for us. Thank you, that says in Psalm 134, when we're in the house praying you, we want to lift up our hands, elevate us to the high, and give you praise and say, hallelujah. You're the only true God. And Father, I pray for my pastor, Dr. Beverly, right tonight. You keep your hands on her. Touch her for the anointing. Touch her, Father, for what you need. Father, and bring us to the community. And all of us in the fivefold ministry, Father, let the anointing be upon us individually and collectively. Let us know, Father, that you have anointed the body of Christ. All who have. And I believe you, and I thank you for everything. Thank you for my son. He's soon to become a father. Watch over him, Father. Watch over his grandfather, Father. Watch over his grandmother. Watch over his mother, grandmother. Watch over her, Father. Watch over the daughter. Watch over the son. Watch over, Father. And Father, I will pray for unity and divinity, Father. We will do what you call us to do. For this hour we now live in, Father. Somebody don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord. Somebody don't know, Father. And I'm crying out tonight that somebody will say, Lord, I surrender. I give it all to you. As the sisters sing that song, Take Me to the King's House, yes, Lord, two words have been spoken. Take me, Father, take all of us to the King's House. Because in the King's House, we don't have to play church. We can worship you with freedom. We don't have to lift up our hands. If somebody will understand why we got a holy dance and a holy laughter, we want to just praise you and love you. And I'm asking you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you endow this man, Willie Hunter, with the fullness of the Holy Ghost in our lives, that I might do the call, what you called me to do in this last hour. I receive it, I believe it, I receive it, I believe it, I receive it. And that you will raise up a standard according to Jesus Christ. Watch him use me. I will look unto him who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I will hear you, Father, guiding me and leading me. Somebody somewhere needs to know, Father. And because of this, I say thank you. And I love you for everything you've done. I love you for everything you've done. You kept your hand upon us, and we say amen. And, Father, the prayer we continue. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I know there'll be some people come on the line later. But, you know, we get off into the Bible and we kind of go through and we see things and we be talking about the Bible. I was telling some people about the other day, the ministry gifts, they're fivefold. And somebody said, why is it fivefold? Because I said, you take it in. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers and one thumb. You go from the inside with the thumb. You can either call him an apostle or prophet. You can say prophet, apostle, teacher, and that middle finger, that's where the pastor comes in at. Here's where the evangelist comes in at. But you know, some people think that because a person is an evangelist, they have more than the pastor. You know, some people think that because they have an anointing of an apostle. No, because it is severally given to all for the unity. And we might come into the unity. And there are some pastors who will not allow evangelists to come to that church because they don't know them. Well, do you have an evangelist at your church? Do you have an apostle at your church? Do you have a teacher at your church who knows what you know? See, I don't want everybody just to say, okay, the pastor knows it all. No, that's not how God brought it. See, but that special qualities each one must possess is the gift that God has given to us to do in the time we now live. And what God does, he brings it down to the simplicity. When God gave gifts unto men, why did he do it? Listen to what our voice and what the book says. Jesus gave gifts unto men. When he ascended on high, taking with him the Old Testament saints. I remember the Old Testament saints said these words, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, in this day thou shalt be remembered with me in the kingdom. So the kingdom was established up in that place called Bethel, where Abraham was. Another subject, another discussion, another class. Upon since their physical death, I have waited in paradise. Remember, Abraham's bosom, the conception, consummation of God's great plan of redemption. The day of paradise changed places from Abraham's bosom, one compartment of Hades, and to the heavens, while they are the place of special time and gifts given. Christ giving gifts unto me. So we see something in the book here we can determine that is spiritual. What God has done, he continues to do it. See, Uncle George is dead. But if you believe, he passed on from Abraham's bosom to the heavens. Because the book says in the Corinthians, and each one of the letters Paul writes, God has allowed us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's allowed us to come and sit in heavenly places. In heavenly places. So in heaven, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no murdering, there is no stealing, but in that place called heaven, it's a totally a different place. And that's why Jesus said, this day, not tomorrow, not yesterday, this day, because he was hanging on a cross. And there was an argument between the two thieves. One said, if he be the Son of God, why don't we jump down there and heal himself and save us? And the other man said, well, you see this man, he done that. Why you want to do this? And he turned and said, Lord, remember, when you come into your kingdom, he was different. He knew who, he knew that something was different. When you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? He said, this day, you shall be with me in paradise. Wow. Can you imagine what God has just said? All of us who died and believed, we have transferred from the death physical arena to the heavenly places. What God does for us, he wants us to know in the earth realm, he's still God through Jesus Christ. No sister try to put it on somebody else. God is still good. He's still available. Take notice of something. Why did he from whence did he give ministry gifts? First I'm talking about it. He gave gifts unto men. Now I'm talking about We did the gifts, message gifts. See, these message gifts came and continue to come. If you knew the Old Testament versus the New Testament, you knew about Abraham, why God said he was going to bless him. First, he told him to get up and leave, leave where he was. He had to leave home. Then he had to go out there, God had to speak with him. He had to accept that all that oldness out of him to let the news. Is Abraham? He never heard a voice like that. Abraham, he looked to the Lord. What do you want? He said, Abraham, he said, I want you to know, you become the father of a nation. You're going to become the father of nations. I'm going to bless you. God said, I'm going to bless you. Abraham, I am going to. It's written in the book of Galatians chapter 3 that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. We have to believe. We are our faith through Abraham coincide with what God has said through Abraham. And Jesus said they're two twined. He made it one. He took the Old Testament, New Testament, he joined it together, even tore down the wall so that it can only be one Lord, one Savior, and one Holy Spirit. I say tonight to those listen to what God wants to say, the time we now live in, the world we live in the East Coast, there's snow. Do we realize what's getting ready to happen? Have we prayed? Have we went behind the door and said, okay, Lord, what part of this gift have you given me? Now, let me show you from the Lord Jesus Christ when he ascended and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When Yeshua HaMashiach, when Jesus Christ sat on the right hand side in the places on high with majesty, in these gifts came from the Spirit who equips the minister. See, God sends the Holy Spirit to equip men to do what needs to be done. So I tell people, no sister think you're bigger than somebody else. No, it's just the time for your gift to operate. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. You don't have to get upset. You know, so you say some people can, oh, Lord. Back in the day, some people, some men knew the word. Some men could talk that Greek and talk that talk the word of God, Hebrew. But I want you to know, the Holy Spirit is the one who equips us. See, and Jesus, they're listening and studying the magician. The Holy Spirit who equips the ministers of the fivefold ministry to function in the Spirit, who bestows spiritual gifts upon these ministers through the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit to function in those offices. So those offices, an apostle number in office, a pastor number, or what? Yes, that's what the scripture says. Under the Holy Spirit anointing. When the anointing comes to rubbing, what God has, he wanted to be a part of you. See, and I say to you tonight that listen to me with much love, God wants to use you. But you know, the young people today are afraid of stepping out into what God wants done. Youngsters and the old people, they want to do what God has said done. Some people just wait and look and think and say. But I want to tell you something. God is R-E-A-L. Jesus, R-E-A-L. The Holy Spirit is R-E-A-L. The angels are R-E-A-L. Satan is R-E-A-L. But we have power over him. And sometimes, while God uses his son Jesus to equip us in the ministry so that we can work and function these offices under the Holy Spirit, this thing now, the president will never be a hope. Not in this life, he's the president. Because The secret is so he offers is just remodel. He has a more of an office that you see and touch in this world than we live in. And we can see it physically, but in the spiritual, it's altogether different. Visions are far greater. What God does, he puts those men in office to come and save them. Because we have to stand and tell the truth. We got to tell men what they're supposed to know, what they're supposed to do, and this minister so. And everybody can't tell me, I don't want to gang up on one preacher and beat him up. I don't want to gang up on another preacher. I don't like that. That's bad. God didn't let nobody do that. The only thing he did is that his son paid the ultimate price. Because he had a point to make. He said, this is my beloved son. He was sitting about with it, huh? He said, this is my beloved son. His name was Yeshua. This is my son Jesus. This is my beloved son. I can't pay what Jesus paid. Can it, you men out there, can you pay what Jesus paid? On what you mind go rather, I'm asking the question. Can you pay the price Jesus paid? Because in the book of 45th, chapter 5 says, nobody can pay the price for a man's soul. Only one, that's Jesus Christ. Let me get this chapter to go ahead and read. The only reason why God had us do what we're doing, and don't think you're better. I don't think I'm about anybody else. I want to humble myself, be obedient. I want God to use me in these last days. And the reason why I've been so close, quiet, I'm thanking God that I'm about to see the third part of Willie Hunt come forth through the first, through the second part of Willie Hunt. So all I got to do is say, okay, Lord, I want to thank you. And I want to say to some of you that listen, you mean love your wives as Christ loves the church. Don't care what you say about her. Don't care what you think about her. You have the right to bring her to chastisement because she's under your authority, not you. No, I don't want nobody in my house teaching when I'm not there because I don't go to somebody else to teach it as a man. I always say, brother, is it all right if I come to your house and teach you words? He said, no, I don't feel getting upset. I don't feel getting upset because that's that man's house. You have to remember, God said, this is my house. He said, we're not going to do it here. You know why he beat him out of that? Because they thought they was not gambling. The world we now live in, the world we live in today. You start finishing the book saying, I found out about the apostle. I found out about the teacher. I found out about, well, what did you find out? What are you saying? Some people are just not going to say. All you can do is say, you know, to God be the glory. And I want you to hit notes on it. It says, these gifts, these personal gifts that God gives to men, and we call them the fivefold. Remember I said the thumb on your right hand side, on your left hand side, a thumb, 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers. But somewhere on that middle, the second one to the last, we always put a pastor ring at it. It's supposed to have a representation of him being the shepherd of the flock. When it comes into the fullness, and to the Corinthians, remember, the gifts of spiritual enablement for specifying service. In the book of Ephesians, go with me to the book of Ephesians and read it with me. And he said these words, the Lord is bestowing the gifts, men and mankind, determining, providing, and in the book of Acts 11:22-36, directly through the Holy Spirit, in the book of Acts, excuse me, 1:2-6:7, the places of these servants. See, when you get yourself into the fullness, God wants to bring you to a place called there. Some functions, some churches or places may need one gift, such as an evangelist. Some churches or places need, gonna need more than a pastor and a teacher. See, God has a way of combining, but he always puts somebody there that's recognized, see who's who. I can't do all the teaching, I can't do all the pastoring, I can't do all the evangelism, I can't do all this, but God has put us in a place called there. If so, the Holy Spirit will equip me and you to send particular places in the church. That's a church, not a building. While mankind need for service, Lord have mercy. See, all of us who listen by the airwaves around the world, God has called you to a great wartime this time. I was listening this evening before I come in and had my prayer time. Iran is still acting crazy. We know a good thing about the Old Testament. Iran was a fool then. Iran is a fool now. Because they said, we're not going to do. See, they're threatening peace. And they don't believe in Jesus Christ. They want to do what they want to do. Well, let me tell you something. God doesn't know what that happened. For sure, time is going to happen. But I want to tell you something. What I saw as I was saying it to somebody, I saw Texas like it was lifted up on nothing but fire. But it was a signal. To me, it was a Holy Ghost move in Houston, in Texas, rather. And I believe in my heart that we're going to do that. Some people can't see what I see. I don't see what some people see. But God sees more. See, I'm a threat to nothing but the enemy. And the enemy knows I'm a threat to what he's doing. He's a threat to the kingdom of God. So I say, God, put me in a place called there. There you use me. There you use me to do whatever needs to be done. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I know I'm not broke. I know I'm not poor. I know who I am. See, when you know who you are, you don't mind standing up and saying it. Because the enemy said, well, you know, he just got a little, he just got a little. No. But I want you to know something. See, we got to look at why it was purpose for God to do what he did, give these gifts. Why? He did it for a reason. And the reason was, it was for the perfecting of the saints. Those who are born again are according to the Bible of God, according to the Word of God. And I want you to say, and also for the work of the ministry. See, we need to know if one purpose for which the ministry gifts are given in the perfecting of saints, will the saints ever reach maturity without them? No. 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 E.W. Vine says that W. Vine, expository dictionary, speaks that to us. And I want to say to you tonight to listen and don't come online. Listen. Much to be said, much to be done. And when we look at the gifts, ministry gifts, the church provision, to the church to build up. You got I'm gonna cut some toes now, but I got to tell the truth. I don't see a bishop. That was one who was appointed by men. God appointed the fivefold ministry. So a bishop doesn't have what the fivefold is. A bishop, it was an office he desired. But God chose these men for the edifying of. He doesn't have to have no put it down. Much study be done about the bishop. See, the bishop nowadays, they say, when the bishop is coming, so big deal. The bishop, Jesus Christ is the bishop of my soul. He's the priest of my soul. He's the pastor of my soul. He's the evangelist of my soul. He's the teacher of my soul. He is the anointing of my soul. I will never put a man, a woman over what God wants me to do. I just won't do it. It's not right. What I'm trying to say, it's just not right. Listen to something here. See, we have to have balance. The supernatural thing that happened to us concerning the ministry gives us a church in a variety. You will couple, hit me well now, your hand, please, I told you, put your thumb right there. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. Now let's look at something right quick. I'll move on because I want you to hear something. One thing I want you to hear, one thing about it, because there's a lot of people coming on with questions. And I was talking about the fivefold ministry to help somebody. See, the apostle, see, a lot of folks say, what is the apostle? This office seemed to embrace almost everything type of ministry. This is the thumb that touches the forefinger, the apostle. He's got a kind of shift to me and a shift to mine. But when you look at the prophet, his ministry is inspiration. He speaks directly from the inspiration as it is revealed by God to tell the people. Thus said the Lord. You have a vocal prophet, and you have a prophet who sees things in spirit, and God gives it to him. And I will say this. I'm going to do this because I'm going to go to some questions. The evangelist. The evangelist has a direct endowment from the Lord to preach the word of salvation. See, somebody said when the evangelist come, he tear everything up. That's what he said in my day. The man just tore everything up. Even the prayers, the pastor. He comes in and he teach the word, he preach the word. Excuse me. And he tell the people what they're supposed to be. And the pastor, a shepherd, the good sheep. He has a ring finger. And he is there to help to bring these people to an understanding. Now, I want to finish this and come to you on the line. Hold on just a minute. Teacher. Those who will fill the office of the teacher teach the word, but not by natural ability. Because some of the teachers you know has got the degree from whatever university. They don't have the God university. You tell them about one. What about the Holy Spirit? They're going to ask you, teach you those things. Now, we don't do that here. Not in the public schools, not in the private schools. No, what? What's wrong? See, America, my time is up and I'm opening the lines up. Somebody got a statement, a question I want to say. God bless you this evening out there. You listening to me? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hey, Brother Willie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good
hey,
evening,
my brother. How you doing?
Very
you
well. Just checking in with you.
Yes, sir. Praise God. Give us a report of what God has been doing for you.
Well, the Lord is good. He is good. He is good. He is great. He is wondrous. He is amazing. He is awesome. He's all-powerful,
yes.
All-knowing, all-seeing, all-loving, all-compassionate.
Amen.
And America needs that compassion more today than ever before. We need God's forgiveness. We need repentance. We have given our children for 41 years and beyond that even, because we were aborting children long before Roe v. Wade. In the last 41 years, we've given away 60 million of our precious children that God created. And we have given them away to the enemy, and God scooped them up and has them safe in heaven. But we've given them away. And God said, don't sacrifice your children to Molech. Don't give your children to Molech. Whatever you do, don't give your children to Molech. And now, after 41 years, it's evolved into child sex slavery. Now, we also have some phenomenon called child sex slavery. And if the enemy misses them in the womb, well, then he kidnaps them and has parents sell them into the sex industry. And Houston, Texas is the child sex slavery capital of the United States. And I marched into the Department of Homeland Security 2 days ago, and I saw Agent Mike Snyder. Mike Snyder works for Brian Moskowitz. Brian Moskowitz is an evil man with a love for Islam and a hatred for Christ and a penchant for promoting child sex slavery. And so I talked to Mike Snyder, and he was angry with me. But Mike Snyder confirmed that Houston is the hub of child sex slavery, and that Department of Homeland Security, for all their bluster and all their boasting, they have cut the budgets, and they have only seven agents in Houston, only seven agents supposedly assigned to child sex slavery. And I asked Mike Snyder, I said, how many convictions, how many prosecutions? And I already knew the answer when I asked him, and he hemmed and hawed, but had to admit that those seven officers haven't done very much, and neither has HPD or Harris County Sheriff or FBI or any of the constables. You know, they have these phony raids every election season. They all appear on the TV cameras together and pledge allegiance to do something about child sex slavery, and here we are, the capital of child sex slavery in America. And in the last 6 years, this is confirmed with the current district attorney and with the previous district attorney, Pat Lykos. Devin Anderson and Pat Lykos have both confirmed not one prosecution, not one conviction for child sex slavery. Now, here we are. This isn't just Houston. This is America. And this isn't just America. It's the whole world. The whole world is giving its children up to Molech in more ways than one. And so the whole world has a whole lot of repenting to do and a whole lot of crying out to do. Now, the good news is that there's been a lot of God's children crying out. There's been a lot of intercessor prayer warriors and a lot of God's children crying out in literal tears for their sins of this land, for the babies that have been lost, for the children that are being, even today, inducted into this horror of child sex slavery, worse by far than any other kind of slavery we've ever practiced. God's overcome slavery in this nation. God overcame segregation. It wasn't men that did it. It was God. And he gave us a jubilee freedom from slavery 150 years ago. And he gave us jubilee freedom from segregation 50 years ago. Now, America's not a perfect place, and as long as there's humans on this planet, it won't be perfect. But those great evils were the fruit of Satan, and God overcame them, even though the United States Supreme Court affirmed slavery, and even though the United States Supreme Court affirmed segregation. And this year, or rather in 2013, the United States Supreme Court affirmed perversion. And yet, God's law always prevails against man's law. And so when it's my turn again, I'll tell you what all the miracles are that are going on in this day.
Go right ahead.
On Saturday,
I was
allowed by the police department to stand in the middle of the street and sound the shofar against Planned Parenthood as a dozen Houston police cars had threatened and warned me not to stand in the street. And I stood in the middle of the street and sounded the shofar, expecting at any moment to have several police officers accost me, and not one of them dared. Now, these officers are all being forced right now to protect child sex slavers. Child sex slavery is run in Houston, Texas, by a mobster by the name of Tillman Fertitta. Tillman Fertitta is the chairman of the board of the Houston Police Foundation, and he every year has a True Blue Gala in the River Oaks, and he honors the police chief and the mayor, and they all party and drink and celebrate every year at his estate in River Oaks. And then he buys the mayor's election, and he supports them. He is not only the chairman of the Houston Police Foundation, He owns all the Golden Nugget casinos in America, all five of them. Kima Boardwalk, he owns. Pleasure Pier, he owns. Landry's Restaurants, he owns. His granddaddy, Fertitta, and Sam Maceo came over from Sicily and started the Galveston Free State, where they ran liquor during Prohibition and then gambling and child sex slavery, even back in the 1930s and 40s. They have controlled Houston Police Department ever since. Now, what's going on is that Houston Police Department is realizing that they're free of Tum and Fertitta and that they're free of having to protect child sex slavery. It's sweeping through the department. It's sweeping through 1200 Travis Street. It's sweeping through the squad cars. It's sweeping through 61 Rainier Street over there, Reznor Street. It's sweeping the whole Houston Police Department. And Chief McClellan is being told to come out with his hands up. Chief McClellan has been told, and he knows he has no choice but to come out with his hands up and surrender to the foot of the cross of Calvary. Sheriff Garcia, Adrian Garcia, is a protector of child sex slavery. He protected gentleman that had directed a raped little boy, a little 8-year-old boy bleeding after being raped. Sheriff Garcia protected the perpetrators. Sheriff Garcia's jail at 1200 Baker Street is the leader in this nation of prisoners being raped. And Sheriff Garcia has done nothing about it, not one arrest. And in the last 6 years, he's held sway, not one prosecution, not one conviction for child sex slavery. He practices it. He literally practices it personally in his jail system. This is a well-known fact. You can Google it. The Houston Chronicle, everyone's aware of Sheriff Garcia. He wears a white Stetson, and he looks just a dandy, but in his heart, he is a perpetrator of child sex slavery. He is a right-hand man of our perverted mayor, Mayor Parker. The two of them run together. They were council members together. Now she cut the ribbon to the biggest abortion clinic in America. And they march in her annual perversion parade in the Montrose every year together, along with Alan Rosen, Constable Precinct 1. His constables man the security desk at Planned Parenthood. So you see, they're all involved. Now, I got to tell you, the Southwest End fire on May 31st that took the lives of four firefighters, that was a child sex slavery location run by Tum and Fertitta for years, for decades. When it was used to call it the Roadrunner. It was the Roadrunner. It was known for child sex slavery. They cleaned it up a little bit, changed the name to the Southwest End. It's always still been known for child sex slavery. We have the woman. Her name was Kat French. Kat French took condoms from the Planned Parenthood headquarters here in Houston, biggest abortion clinic in America. She took condoms for years from the Planned Parenthood headquarters to the Southwest End for use in child sex slavery. She did that for years, supposedly as a ministry. The mayor knew it, the fire chief Garrison knew it, and Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston Diocese, all three of them, the fire chief Garrison, Mayor Parker, and Cardinal DiNardo, eulogized those four firefighters back in June, knowing that they had died at an active, ongoing child sex slavery location. They've kept it under wraps, but it's going to be coming out soon with the final report. If they don't report it, they're in hot water, and if they do report it, they're in hot water. That's, by the way, why the mayor ran off and got married. That's why the mayor proclaimed same-sex rights. That's why the mayor proclaimed men can use ladies' restrooms in Houston. She's being called out, and this is called the scorched earth policy. She's doing every anti-Christ thing she can in her last gasps at mayor. So the good news is that the mayor knows she's out. The police chief knows he's out. The sheriff knows he's out. Cardinal DiNardo knows he's out. And that evil of Catholic Charities, they're all out. They've all been called out, and they have no more power. The police now are coming up to me and to others and saying, thank God, praise the God for the truth, praise God that our hands are being untied. Praise God that we no longer have to protect Tum and Fertitta. Praise God that we no longer have to march in the mayor's parade. Praise God that we're free, free at last. Sheriff deputies coming out and just praising so thankful. Their hearts are just leaping with joy right now as they realize, and Department of Homeland Security, same thing. They're disgusted with Brian Moskowitz. They're disgusted with Mr. Obama, who's promoted abortion and perversion like no other leader of this nation. He is a right-hand man to Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood. He's our first gay president. He's put gays in the military, and he's just unleashed this evil on our children. Our poor children are being taught things in school, and our president is leading the band. But again, it's a last-ditch, last-gasp anti-Christ actions being taken in the White House, being taken in City Hall, and all of their actions and their words are the empty boast of a demon named Satan. And Satan has had his day, and he is down. He's down for the count. Jesus Christ defeated him 2,000 years ago. God's people are realizing today that they're free. God's people are realizing today that we are not to give our children to abortion. We are not to give our children to perversion. And the government that's forcing us to do it, the government that's forcing a political correctness that Christians cannot even express what the Bible says, it is over. It is down. And praise God. Spread the word. Let everybody know that it's down. That enemy is helpless. It's all been a put on. It's all been a fake, a farce, a joke, an evil joke using our own fear against us. But it's down now. And as God saved his children in Babylon on the day of Purim when they were to be slaughtered, the faithfulness of one woman, Queen Esther, to go to the king, he turned everything around. And God's children who were supposed to be slaughtered were given the highest place of honor. And those that were going to kill Mordecai, the gallows that Haman had built for Mordecai were used for Haman and his family. And all of the facilities, I think, that have been planned for God's children will turn around. They'll not have enough jail cells in this nation to hold the government, every member of Congress, every member of the Supreme Court, every member in the White House that have conspired to subject America to a socialist health care plan and all other form of evil and abortion. Of course, you know, Obamacare, the head of Obamacare is Kathleen Sebelius, and you've got the abortion mandate, HHS mandate. Abortion leads Obamacare. It's a big disaster. It never could work, and now it's in flames everywhere. It never could have stood because it took the lives of our children and put them under the authority of men. And the lives and liberty and health of every person, every man, woman, and child in this nation belongs to God. There is no government health care. There is no government right. There is no government control. There is no government death panel. Our lives and our liberty and our very breath are gifts from an almighty God that the government has no right to. They've tried to take it. They tried to take control, and they failed miserably. Our God reigns. We are free, free indeed. We are free at last. I listened to Dr. King's speech twice the other day, and you have to understand the significance. 50 years since Birmingham, 50 years since the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and the shofar sounded at the Lincoln Memorial just months ago in preparation. The shofar sounded all throughout Washington, D.C. in preparation for what's going on right now. What Dr. King saw, Dr. King knew that he was about to be taken in 1968. He gave some speeches, and he says it didn't matter what happened to him, but that he had a dream of a promised land and that he would see that dream. And that dream is today. That dream was not in 1963. That dream was not fulfilled in 1968, but that dream is being fulfilled today. We are free, free indeed. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. Keep telling us, brother. Keep telling us. The line is open up to you. Tell it.
Well, I'm just having one joy after another. They had Planned Parenthood had a celebration yesterday. Yesterday was the 41st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, and they had a party at the Westin Galleria. And every year on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, they gather and all the well-dressed, the well-heeled leaders of our society meet at the Galleria Westin Hotel, and they celebrate the deaths of 50, 60 million babies. The, the spilling of the blood of 60 million babies and their mother, and they celebrate it every year. And every year I go and blow the shofar, and every year the police escort me out, and every year it's just a great joy. Well, this year I showed up, and I fellowshiped with those that were praying outside, and the Houston Police Department had their eye on me, and it was an undercover lady from criminal intelligence and an officer in uniform, and they were watching me, and I was watching them. They were at the door of the Westin Hotel. And when the time came, I knew it was time to go up and sound the shofar. And I said, well, if I die, I die. And I went right in the glass doors of the Galleria, and the police disappeared into the Western. And they went up the inside escalator at the hotel, and I went up the public escalator in the Galleria. And at the very top there, there's the great hallway there, and the open doors into the ballroom where they were meeting. And I walked right over the hallway and put the shofar right in the door, and the door happened to be open, praise God, praise God, and the shofar sounded loud and clear and long, and the whole time the shofar, my eyes were closed. I anticipated the hand of that policeman on my shoulder, and it didn't come until I finished. And when I finished, his hand was on my shoulder with love, and he walked me over gently to the top of the escalator. We said goodbye. And I went down the escalator and back outside. Now, what you have to understand is this. That policeman knew what I was going to do. That policeman knew just where I was. And that policeman, he stood hidden around the corner until he knew that so far was finished. And then he did what he had to do. But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you that Houston Police Department is all for the sound of the shofar. These guys are tired. These men and women in blue, I really do. Most of them have hearts of gold, and they went to police academy to help people and protect society. And same thing with all the sheriff deputies. They did not go to academy to work for Tum and Fertitta. And they're sick and tired of it. And they know all about Tum and Fertitta, and they know all about what he's done in the way of pornography. They induct these kids through pornography and then gang rape and then so forth and threaten them and put them in literal bondage. And these little boys and little girls being raped 10, 20 times a night. And the money is incredible, the amount of money that is generated through this great evil and secondarily through pornography and so on, all to Tum and Fertitta. And, you know, but the police are fed up with it, especially with the death of these four firefighters. Word is out now. And the questions are, Chief Garrison, why haven't you said anything about it? Mayor Parker, why haven't you said what that place was? Sheriff Garcia, where were you? Constable Alan Rosen, where were you, Alan Rosen? Why were you marching in the mayor's parade and you weren't over there cleaning up the Southwest End? Sheriff Garcia, why didn't you arrest that gentleman that directed that little boy not be given medical attention? Your days are up, Sheriff, Mayor, Police Chief, Fire Chief, Constables, and Cardinal DiNardo, all of you, right now, come out with your hands up. You have only one hope, and that is surrender at the foot of the cross of Calvary. The blood of the cross of Calvary washes white as snow. That blood is sufficient. It will wash away every drop of blood that you and I have shed. You must come out now. Sheriff Garcia, Mayor Parker, Chief McClellan, Chief Garrison, Alan Rosen, all you other constables, you come out right now. You know what's going on. All you other politicians, and I'm sorry to say, but Tum and Fertitta also has supported Governor Rick Perry. And on December the 4th, he had Greg Abbott at his River Oaks estate. Greg Abbott, come out with your hands up. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, you are a liar, sir. Two nights ago, you pretended that you didn't know that Douglas Carpin had been cleared. You directed the investigation, and when the investigation found this, the Kermit Gosnell of Houston, not guilty, you commended the crooked district attorney, Devin Anderson. You commended her for a job well done. And you said that Texas legislators would continue to hold abortion doctors to a higher standard. You, sir, are a liar, because on the day of that conviction, you said to the Houston Chronicle that you were commending Devin Anderson. And then two nights ago, you pretended you didn't know. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, you are a liar. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. Governor Perry, Mr. Pony Boots, come out with your hands up. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but there is no one in the Texas legislature in Austin that you can trust. I don't care what flavor they are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, You have to understand that they are all working for abortionists. The Department of Health Services in Texas has inspected not one abortion clinic, and every Republican and every Democratic lawmaker has known it. And every Republican and every Democratic lawmaker in the United States Congress and in the Senate, they don't get to that position unless they kowtow to the powers that be. George Soros, your time is up, sir. George Soros is the puppeteer behind Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a sock puppet, and George Soros, Bill Gates, Sam Walton, all you cats that have been promoting the socialism and perversion and abortion in this land, you come out with your hands up. You come out right now with your hands up. You are called out to come to the foot of the cross. Your day is over. America will no longer fear you. Christians are standing up. Pastors are going to preach from the pulpit. Prophets are going to prophesy. Healing is going to spread. Freedom rings throughout this land. The Liberty Bell is ringing once again. Bang, bang, bang. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. Proclaim liberty. It is Jubilee time. It is Jubilee time. It is 100 years since Azusa Street prophecy. Azusa Street prophecy. God touched this nation. Azusa Street began in St. Louis, Missouri. It moved through Houston, Texas in the summer of 1905, and it ended up on Azusa Street near Los Angeles in 1906 to 1909. And the Lord swept you there with his Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost of the Almighty God worked in Azusa Street. But he meant it to be here in Houston. We are surrounded by an occultic symbol called the Sam Houston Tollway, and that is now a freeway. Sam Houston was a great Freemason. Freemason is falling in ashes. Freemasonry is a satanic religion, and it is falling in ashes. We are no longer called the city of Houston. We are now the city of your stone, O Almighty Father God, your cornerstone. We are your cornerstone, Father God, Houston, Texas. We are now yours, Father God. We declare independence from Sam Houston and from Freemasonry and from cultic worship. We now put Jesus Christ back on the throne. We put Jesus Christ above all men and all women and all politics and all leadership in the entire planet. We put Jesus Christ. He is the one world government. He is the new government of this planet. Jesus Christ is the king. He is the only king. Jesus Christ has always been the king from time immortal, from time infinity past until time immortal, time infinity future. Jesus Christ is today, always has been, and always will be the king of kings, the king of Judah, the lion king. He is the king. He's the king of America. He's the king of every king. He's the lord of every lord. He's the president of every president. He's the senator of every senator. And he reigns. He reigns today. And his blood is sufficient. His blood is all sufficient. And it washes away. It casts out all the darkness. It washes away all the sin. And God has heard the cries of his children. And he promised that day that he heard the cries, that day that those called by his name would humble themselves and pray and turn and seek his face, he promised that on that day he would hear their cries from heaven. He would forgive their sin and he would heal their land. And so now we're like the three lepers. Remember the lepers in Jerusalem? You remember that? The city was surrounded by a countless enemy, and they were practicing cannibalism in Jerusalem. In the walls of Jerusalem, women were eating their own children because they were so hungry, because the enemy was surrounding Jerusalem. And the lepers were talking at the gate of Jerusalem, and they said, well, we can stay here and die, or we can go out there and see if there's something to eat, perhaps. And they went out the gate, and they went out to the enemy's camp, and they found the enemy slain, and they found the enemy's provisions just standing there, and the enemy's wealth and all his treasures just for the taking, and the animals of the enemy. They just took everything of the enemy. God had wiped out the enemy at the prayers of his people because he loved his children. They were his children. That's what Father God's do. They provide for their children. If their children were be in their word, and if they abide in God's word, then God will abide in them, and his word will abide in them, and whatever they ask, he will do it for them. So it is the day of Purim today. It is the day of Jubilee today. It is the day of freedom. The enemy is slain. Demon blood flows throughout this planet, and that the enemy named Satan is now to be tread upon. We shall do valiantly in this day. Why? Because we're doing it through God. Psalm 60:12, it says, through God you shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down the enemy. God is treading down the enemy. Jesus has defeated the enemy. Lift up the name of Jesus in this day. Proclaim the name. Praise him. Give him all the glory and all the honor. Everything to Jesus' name. Everything to Jesus. Jesus has done this great thing. Jesus did this. Oh, Jesus planned this. Jesus came to do this. Jesus did this. And then after he bore our sin, and after he bore our death, and after he went to hell for us, you see, 3 days later, he rose. He rose again. He lives. He reigns. That's why we can face tomorrow. That's why there is a tomorrow, because Jesus rose again. That old enemy, he's gone. He's defeated. Jesus has risen. Jesus is Lord. No fear. No yeah. fear. No fear. Any more
no fear.
Fear. No more fear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you sound the horn, my brother? Can you sound the horn for the first time of 2014 on KSK radio station? Around the world, around the world, around the world. Praise the living God. Woo! Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Here's the sound, and then I'm gonna sound, and then I'm going to listen. So here's the sound of the shofar. It is the sound of heaven. It's the sound of the King. It's the King of sounds, and it announces Jubilee. It announces Jesus being coronated. It announces the walls coming down. Those old stinking walls are coming down. The enemy is fleeing at this sound. It is the sound of Jesus' love, and it is the sound. Oh, we'll hear this sound. So soon we'll hear this sound when the Lord steps down from his
step. Is that the sound we're going to be listening from, my brother?
This is the sound here. I'm going to sound the shofar right this minute.
Okay.
Stand by.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Woo.
Anybody got any questions you
want to
ask him?
Hallelujah.
Anybody got any questions?
Hey, how you doing? This is Toy from Metro List.
Go ahead. Get a question. Go ahead and ask him a question. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise
Thank
you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God.
Praise.
Woo! Thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory. Hey. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, your name.
Glory.
Oh,
Oh,
Harvest time. Harvest time.
He said, be fervent about my business. Don't be slack about God's business.
No. Rejoice, 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 rejoice.
Come out of that complacent state. Come out of this mindset. It's about you. It's not about us. It's about doing the work that the greater one has called us to do. Great works have I done, but greater works you must do.
Amen, amen, amen.
Why are we so afraid? Why are we running from the enemy when Jesus Christ has conquered him and placed all things under his feet?
Yes. Take courage.
The word of God declares that I will cause your enemy to scatter seven ways.
Strengthen our hearts, Lord. Strengthen our hearts. Give us that courage. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up.
He said, let God arise and all his enemies be scattered. You know, all we got to do is lift up the name of Jesus. Declare his name.
Yes.
Preach
the gospel of
Jesus Christ.
All men will be drawn to him. If we lift him up, all men will be drawn to him. The enemy will flee.
Hallelujah.
And all men. Harvest time. Harvest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. God's love. Men will cry.
Right,
women will cry.
But the labor's of few.
Oh, Lord. Send them, Lord. Send them.
It's ready for the picking. The people hard. It's ready.
There's some Gideons. It just
takes
a few Gideons.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Man, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let's come together in unity and let's knock down the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah,
let's take back the kingdom of God. Let's take it back.
Amen.
By any means necessary.
It's ours. It's
Hallelujah.
Ours. The kingdom is ours.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is ours. Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. A stinking enemy. Get your hands off of God's kingdom. Get your hands off of God's children. You get back into hell where you belong. You old stinking devil. In Jesus' name, Jesus is sending you back to where you the home has been prepared for you. You go to hell in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off these children. Get your hands off these women's abdomens. You get your hands off of our children. You get your false teaching out of our schools. You get your deception out of our halls of government. You get your evil out of our law enforcement. You get yourself out of Hollywood. You get yourself out of our music.
Get
yourself out of the game boxes of our children. You get yourself out of the things that our children listen and watch to. You get yourself out in the name of Jesus, and you get back in that hell where you belong. And God Almighty, thank you that you're going to unleash your truth, and keep people going to come and be drawn to you, and that old stinking devil will have no more control. There will be no more temptation, Lord God, because you're going to establish your kingdom, Lord. You are establishing your kingdom, Father God, and there will be nothing of that enemy left. Everything will be gone, every vestige, Lord God. Our children will be safe. Our children will be free. We'll multiply in your kingdom, in your design, Lord God. We'll put it back where you designed it, Father God. You're going to put it back. You're going to put it back the way you designed it to be. And Lord God, just thank you and I praise you. I praise you for who you are. I praise you for the victory that you gave us. Before we were defeated, we had the victory. And, Lord, we've never lost it because you've always been there for us. Before the cross, after the cross, you've always been there for us. And, Lord God, we thank you that you're the victor. We thank you. We thank you that you are the king. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to wash over this land, that your Holy Ghost, Lord God, we're gonna do the work, Lord God. We're going to do the work. We're going to wake up. Well, we're gonna shake away the bondage of fear and deception. It's all falling away now, Lord God, in your name. As you open our eyes, as your Holy Spirit fire begins, we see it raining fire in the sky. We're gonna see it raining fire right now because that's the fire of heaven. That's a Holy Ghost fire, and people are gonna be baptized. There's gonna be a great harvest, Lord God. All these are gonna be drawn into your kingdom, Lord God. And there's gonna be a love that's gonna flow. There's gonna be a compassion that's gonna flow because we're gonna realize how much we've been forgiven. We're gonna realize how much we deserve that punishment. And yet how you took it for us on that cross. We're going to realize what those stripes felt like, Lord God. We're going to realize what it felt like to hang by nails from a cross. We're going to realize what you did for us, oh, Father God. We're going to realize how sinful we are. We're going to see our sin and our depravity, and then we're going to see your perfection in that. And they're going to contrast so much that we're going to get on our faces on the ground, Lord God, and cry out in joyful thanksgiving and unbelieving. And just say, how could you possibly do that for us? And your blood's going to flow. Your blood's going to flow in this time.
Yes,
and so many are going to come and understand what happened. They're going to come and understand what you did. They're going to understand your resurrection. And, Lord God,
yes,
when you open the eyes, Lord God, there's going to be such a harvest. We thank you for the myriads of myriads, Lord God, that you're going to welcome in your kingdom. We thank you for your eternal, infinite love, oh, Father God, that's defeated the darkness that's held this world for long enough. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you for your truth that washes even in this day. Thank you for the promise of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost baptism. Thank you for the gifts, Father God. Thank you for the healing that's beginning, Father God. Thank you for the physical and the emotional and the spiritual healing, Lord God. We're going to laugh at that enemy, and every tear is going to be restored. Everything that's been stolen is going to be given back. Every tragedy, every lost loved one, Father God, every broken marriage, every child without a parent, every abused child, Lord God, everything that stinking devil has done, Father God, you're going to restore. You're going to give it back, Father God. You're going to make it okay. Somehow, Father God, you're going to make it right. You're going to put it all back together. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank
praise
you, Lord.
You, praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you, praise
hallelujah.
You.
Praise hallelujah. Living God.
Mm.
You know, our God is so good tonight. He's stirring us up with a great, new, fresh revelation. Anybody else got something to say? Mm. My God Almighty. To get that kind of report what's going on and they're aborting babies. They got child molesting going on. They got those in high office doing things. You know, had to be God. God is behind this. God is behind you. He's opened up. He's trying to open us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, praise you.
Yeah. Somebody got a word they want to say.
Elohim.
Say it.
You are the king. You are the king, Lord. You are the king.
You are the king, Lord. Yes.
We bless you, God. Mm. Oh, God, we bless your name. We reverence you, Holy Ghost.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. 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 Soon, so the Bible tells us, look unto the Lord, who's the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I tell you, so much information came out with the last 30 minutes. I said, my God Almighty. My
Lord,
God Almighty.
Mm.
Glory to
Jesus.
Glory. Glory. And hear that brother sound that horn. Blow that horn. I tell you, God we serve. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
You got a word to say? Come on, you got a word. You got a word to say? Morgan? Anyway, I want to say this. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I know we're not cowards. I know we're fighters. I know we stand up for what the blood of Jesus said, regardless of what somebody think, what somebody
amen.
Say, we know who we trust, we know who we believe, we know we got our eyes on him, we know we're looking unto him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. See, one thing I
amen.
Read in the Bible says, we are flesh of his flesh, and we are bone of his bone, through Jesus Christ. I want to say this with love. I want to say this with love because my heart is so excited. That brother, whom I've known for years and years, last year he did the first thing when I found out. I had first year last year because I didn't know. I believed God for the radio station. Here it is. I wanted God to do it again. And here I found his number and called him again, and look what God has did. God has a blessing. Are you ready for a blessing? Are you ready for a blessing?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready for a blessing?
Thank you.
Are you ready for a blessing? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the blessing? God is pouring down his spirit right now to all who can receive it. Because the devil is not all to belong to the Lord. The Lord is going to use us to do great exploits. You're going to see blinded eyes open. You're going to see people
mm-hmm.
with no arms being manifested.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
God's going to do it. I'm telling you, God has promised. I don't have time to tell you. As the old man told me, he said, if you don't shoot straight, don't follow me. You
Amen.
Got to shoot straight
Amen.
To tell nothing but the truth. Jesus, Lord. I say it when I know it out there. I heard the brother give the testimony about from the White House to the outhouse. I said, Lord, have mercy. God is not leaving nobody unturned because God has said, see, there is no threat to us. No threat.
Amen.
Because all we got to do is say, God is our Lord, because we know to live, as I read in the Bible earlier, what did one man say? During the time of his, when they had him at the cross, one looked at Jesus and said, if you be the same you say you are, why don't you save us also? And the other said, can't you see? This man has done nothing wrong. Leave him alone. But he said, this day, Lord, when you come to your king, will you remember me? Jesus said, this day you shall be with me in the kingdom. Where is the kingdom?
Yeah.
In the place that he said to us through. He said, we will sit in heavenly places. When we leave this physical body, we go to sit with him in heavenly places. We look at the rest. We're pressing on, as Paul said. He said, those of you out there, come on, you can make it. Come on, you can make it.
Yeah.
You can make it. You can make it. You can make it if you try. We can make it if you try. But we can, hallelujah. God is calling somebody tonight. God has a word. Has a word he's giving somebody tonight. I feel the move of the Holy Spirit upon somebody. Somebody's getting their healing right now. Somebody's being caught by the fire of God. Somebody, what Sunday Siko shot?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody, God, use this man. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Be the King.
Hallelujah.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land. Fill this land.
This is our year. This is our day. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. The time has come for us to put it on or put it off. You either got to come walk, or even walk out. Praise God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Do you love it?
Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done. Oh, Lord, gather us up, Lord. Hold us in your arms, Lord. Take us up, Lord, and hold us. Oh, Lord.
Put your arms around us, Lord. Let your blood just drip all over. Let our robes be just washed in your blood so that when the enemy comes, they know, don't bother them. Don't bother them.
Uh-huh.
We're fighting a good fight, Lord.
Holy, thank you.
We need a new mayor. We need a new police chief. We need a new sheriff department. We need a new bill. We need a whole everything in America.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. My eyes have seen the coming of the Lord.
Oh.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Yes.
Somebody say
yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord out there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
He's marching on. He's marching on.
Glory, glory.
Glory. Somebody got a word to say. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Carnita, are you on? Carnita? Are you on? Hello? Praise the living God. See, I've had a lot of people call in, but all of a sudden I've seen a lot of people dropping out, and I can understand. The fire done got too hot. The fire done got too hot. Because God wants those who can stand in the fire. Because you know when you stand in the fire, you know you got the Holy Ghost, you got God protecting. When those three stood right there in the fire, the king said, wait a minute, I saw another one in there. And it's like the Son of Man. When we stand in the fire, God stands there with us. God will not leave us. He is the author and the finisher. Jesus said, he said, what my Father say, I do what he say. Praise him, I do what the Father say do. Can we do what the Father say? Can we do what the Father say do? The Father wants us to go and tell the world, tell the neighbor, tell those who are out there. Somebody needs to know. You don't have to put your foot. You don't have to just like you don't know. Say, you know what? What's for me? I got something to say. I love you, and Jesus loves you too. You ain't got to beat up on them. Let them know. This is where I've been. This is what God did for me. Don't get over.
Amen.
Thank you. Jesus. So, attention. God has called us. I don't want to know by the right. Was to pick it up and press it in. In so we can press out. Fellas, the Bible with the Word of God can't get them where they want to sit down. God wants them fighters. Woo!
Amen.
Praise him.
Yeah,
praise
amen.
Him. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! 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 Yes. Woo, yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't help myself. I've lost all my education. I've lost all my integrity because when God's Spirit moves upon me, I ain't got nowhere to go but to him. I bow before him. I yield before him. I said, Lord, have your way, not mine. Have your way, not mine. Have your way, not mine.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, not mine. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord. Do you love him?
Hallelujah.
Does anybody want to make a prayer request for somebody you want to pray for tonight? While the Spirit of the Lord is moving, oh my Lord. If you got a knife and a fork in your hand, you're at the table of God. All you got to start cutting is starting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh.
Yes,
Lord. Oh. Ooh. 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 Ooh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. None like him. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he said, I'm God. We're going to praise you. From the rising of the morning to the setting in the evening, we're going to praise you. Yes. Mm. I love you what you've done for me. Woo, I love you what you've done for me.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank you.
Pray.
And Lord, I'm asking you to give us that same greater than that of Azusa Street fire. When I believe in my heart we're going to start the revival right here in Houston. Right here in Houston. And the reports I'm getting, some of the Habucho Oriande Sikiria. Oh, Baba Sikiria. Oh, yes. Some who need healing. Some people with a good cold. in the darkness. We're going to need to go put them out and say, we don't really help you. See, down in the hole of darkness, the light shines. We are the light. We go there and let it shine. See, this is what God has done. If God wants to pull you out, God wants to help you, come on out. Come on out. Come on out. If they don't want to come out, we've done our duty. Because we can't save them. Hallelujah. Somebody got a word to say. Come on, somebody on the line. Somebody got another word to say. Say something. Yes, Lord.
Brother Willie, this is David again, and I just want to, I got to have to close and hang up now, but I'm going to just close and praise God for this evening, praise God for the opportunity to come worship him with this sweet fellowship and lift up the name of Jesus. What a joy, what a joy, what a spirit we've experienced, and I just encourage you all to know, just to remind to know that we are in his city. We are in Houston is a portal city. It's a center of commerce. It's a center of banking. It's a center of energy. It's a center of exporting crops around the world. It's a center of one of the greatest medical centers, and it also happens to be the center of the abortion business. We've got the biggest abortion clinic in America right here. But you know what? We also have the biggest birthing center. That in the medical center is the Women's Pavilion is the biggest birthing center in America, in the world. And so we got everything's here in Houston, and this is where the astronauts, when the astronauts are walking on the moon, they were talking to Mission Control in Houston, Texas. I'm telling you, Houston is special to the Lord. Houston is, but I'm going to start calling it a new name now because the old name is no good. The old name is rotten and corrupt and filthy. And there's a new name called Your Stone. We live in Your Stone. It's the cornerstone. It's the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. And this city is now your stone, Father God. And we just claim this city for you, that you've given it to us. And we just accept what you've given us, Lord. We don't have to fight for it or contend. Well, Lord, you've already wielded the sword. You've already wielded the truth. And we're not going to be ashamed of that truth. We're not going to be ashamed of that gospel. We're going to stand here in your stone, and we're going to just demonstrate. We're going to shine your light. We're going to experience your healing. We're going to share your healing. We're going to share your truth. And all are going to come and see, Lord. All are going to come and be healed, Father God. There's going to be a harvest, Lord, in your stone. We thank you for this day. We thank you for where we're at tonight. I just thank you, Father God. I just lift up your name above it all and give you all the glory and honor and praise. And I just say it one more time in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say to you, David, I thank God for you, for your fellowship. I thank God for you, for your sister, I thank God for you for knowing you that you know. And we love you, and our love extends out to you. And I pray tonight to you that around the world they've heard you.
Hey,
they've
come on, let's go.
Around the world.
Well, let's go,
that's
Lord.
What it's
come
all
on.
About. Praise the Lord.
And amen. God bless you, Brother
amen.
Will and sister. God bless you all. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Amen. Is anybody else got something to say? Whew. Jesus.
I just want to say I thank God for what he's doing tonight and what he's doing around the world. I want to thank God for preparing this radio station for going around the world and taking over the airwaves where there's wickedness. God will reveal himself to his people. He's raising up his people for such a time as this. And I just want to thank God for tonight. I want to thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, because his works are going to be great in this earth. And I just thank God for that.
My God. My sister, but if you'd have heard that man blow that trumpet, he got that, that horn, he blew that, Jesus.
Wow.
They want you to pray for them, but they don't want to pray for themselves.
Amen.
They want
That's
to call
right.
you and say, will you pray for me? And I said, can you start the prayer? I don't know. You're going to know how to pray. Well, you told your weakness. Let me teach you. Come to the book of, it says, in the ninth chapter, it says, Our Father. who are in heaven.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I tell you, tonight that's a better thing yet, but just wait in the month of February. I just might as well going to tell you because we're coming down now to the place in Hempstead, Texas. We're coming with a revival like we've never seen before. God has already prompted. God has already surrounded his angels around us. There is fire. Mm-hmm. All of that's running, and that's in Hempstead, Texas. And right now, God is doing some things that some of us don't believe, but God is doing. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is available. God said, God said, I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you. And one thing I heard the man teach one day, he said, God said, I swear, I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
And God swears stuff. He don't have nobody but himself. I feel the anointing coming up on me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, because when you let God's anointing use you, and we start talking about the fivefold ministry, the fivefold of us, these offices that God has given us, have these gifts. We need to move forward. I know that. Get ready. Woo, hallelujah.
Mm, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise
Him. Do it, Lord Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm. Mama.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Taste and see that He is good.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else got something to say while the time is still available?
Mm.
Anybody else?
Well, Dr. Hunter, this is Carnita Smith calling, and I was listening to the program, and just the Holy Spirit is just so on the rise tonight, from breast to breast, bosom to bosom, and I tell you, the fire is just ignited, and the Holy Spirit just reveals himself, and through the phone, when the brother prayed out, and just as he was praying through, and just as my sister in Christ was praying prayers that rebuked devil, and I tell you, the word is powerful, and I just know that those that are listening tonight, I tell you, if you don't feel something in your spirit, man, if you don't have a joy or a leap in your spirit, then you're missing something. You need to get with Jesus. You need to tap into Jesus or exalt his name. Just holler out his name and just call on the name of Jesus so that you can experience a God that you've never experienced before in your life. It is the most amazing experience you have ever experienced in your life. It beats anything that you have ever had in your life. When you know and get with Jesus and you drink of the living water and you eat of the bread of life, you will have an experience of life that you wouldn't even find the words in the Webster Dictionary to explain or express or illustrate what you experience.
Yes.
All you would be able to say is, He is good.
Amen.
I ask those who are listening to lift up your hands and surrender to him and invite him into your life. Invite him into your heart and allow him to live inside so that you can be a proclamation, a platform for the proclamation of Jesus Christ to go forth. Allow God to be a part of you. Allow him to come into you so that he will use you for his glory, that the word will continue to go forth through prayer, through his word, through revival, through teaching and preaching. The word says go, and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The work is plentiful, just as my sister said. The work is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we cowered back, and we should not do that. We, as children of light, possess the Holy Spirit who lives inside. Then we should stand firm, proclaiming that we are victors and not defeated, that we are overcomers and not cowards, that we are to stand out like a light on a hill and shine bright for Jesus Christ. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his voice. And Jesus Christ is the way.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for tonight. I am so excited for this program. I am so excited for God bringing his children together to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It is just such a need. And when my brother prayed for the city, it brought me to, it led me to Psalms 48. And I tell you, when he prayed for the city of Houston to be a light on a hill, we have to be that light. Because this is a dark place right now, darkness is grabbing a hold of our children, grabbing a hold of marriages, families. Satan does not want harmony, unity. He does not want that.
That's right.
But it seems to be a fight right now because he's snatching things away from us that are ours because God said it belongs to us. He wants us to have what he has for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
But it seems like a fight, Dr. Hunter. It seems like a fight.
Yeah.
But and this is why we have so much work to do. And Psalms 48, it just popped out at me, and it just let me know that in verse 1 it says, and I'm reading from a CEV translation, and it says, the Lord God is wonderful. He deserves all praise in the city where he lives, his holy mountain. Beautiful and majestic, brings joy to all on earth. Mount Zion, truly sacred. His home is the great king. God is there to defend it and has proved to be its protector. Kings joined forces to attack the city, but when they saw it, they were terrified and ran away. They trembled all over like a woman giving birth or like going ships wrecked by eastern winds. We had heard about it. We had heard about it, and now we have seen it in the city of our God, the Lord all-powerful. This is the city that God will let stand forever. And that's verses 1 through 8. And this is a city that will shine bright like a light on a hill. That Jesus Christ's word will go forth and snatch back from the hands of the enemy what is rightfully ours, our children, our joy, our sanity.
Our joy.
In the name of Jesus, life in abundance, the things that the cankerworm has tried to destroy, we will take back by being a light in a dark place. Families are being ripped apart behind so many things that create discord, division, dysfunction, and the devil is a lie.
Amen.
He's a lie.
He is a liar, the father of
yes,
liars.
He is.
And the fight seems mighty, but as long as we fast and pray and keep watch, God will take what he meant for evil, God will turn it around for our good.
Yes, he will.
As long as we continue to love him, because it's all working together. It may not appear to be, but it's all working together.
All
amen.
All working
amen.
Together.
All working together.
Amen. For the good of those who are called according to his purpose. Because we love him. Because
amen.
We glorify him. And we give him total praise.
Amen.
He will move. And I just
amen.
Believe that. I know it is so. I've seen it happen. It's happening right now as we speak, as we pray, as we touch and agree. It's moving. He's moving. In somebody's
amen.
Life that's listening, he's moving. He's restored a broken relationship right
yes.
now as we speak.
Amen.
He has turned a woman's mind from abortion to life. He
amen.
Is doing things in a brother's heart right now, whoever he may be.
Right now.
Right
oh,
now.
Hallelujah.
He is showing
right
himself right now in somebody's life.
Amen.
Amen.
He is moving. He is moving. He is moving. God is moving. God is real. God is holy. God is Yahweh. He told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, I am. I am sent.
I am.
I am. He is the great I am. He is our
yes.
King of Kings.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The only God, the one and holy God, a sovereign God. He is our King. Amen. And I'm excited tonight because somebody laid that weapon down. Somebody contemplated something, but somebody has turned that around and said no. No to wrong, but right, yes to righteousness. Somebody said, I'm not going to be a puppet anymore for Satan. I'm going to live as God wants me to live. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a God who is alive.
Amen.
And he loves us. He sent his only begotten Son to die on that cross for our sins. That's love.
Mm.
Amen.
And somebody needs to be loved. Somebody is missing love. And Jesus is our love.
Yes.
Just let him love you.
Yes.
He will dry up every tear. He will fix every problem. And even every problem that may not be fixed, some problems you got to go through in order to know who he is. But he will bring you through that.
Talk it. Yeah.
He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is life.
He is worthy. Hallelujah.
Stand on his promises. Stand on his promises. Stand on his promises, not to be shaken, not to be moved, not to waver to the left or to the right, but stand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Awesome
Hallelujah.
God. Awesome God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise him.
He's
yes,
holy.
Lord.
He's
yes,
righteous.
Lord.
He's love.
Yes,
he's joy.
Thank you,
he's peace. He's patient. He's self-controlled. He's kind. He's everything we need. If
everything.
We just look up, just look up and know that you know that he is alive.
Yes.
He's not a dead God. He's an alive God.
Amen.
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 And I just hope that someone out there is encouraged to grab a hold to his hand and surrender everything that they may have contemplated that was not right, but hold on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
And let God have his way in you.
Yes.
Let
Amen.
Him drive your car.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, God.
Amen. Father, I want to thank you tonight for the attitude that has been shown forth by the believers. And, Father, we come right now, continuously, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because as we come before you, Father, all things are possible. Tonight, Father, some people are needing new jobs because their faith is not measured up. But give us to know, Father, it's all possible. Let us go to them and tell them it's not impossible. God can do it. We just need it, Father, in the name of Jesus. But when you said to Jesus, when he lifted up, he blessed it, Father, the fish and the bread. And you fed 5,000, Father. You fed 3,000. Father, we just lift up our hands to you right now. The needs of the people. Right now, Father. We need it right now, Father. We need the fullness of them. The flow upon every one of us, Father, that believe.
Yes,
everyone that's in a need, whatever it is, we ask him for it. But Father, you say
it's
the thing we just have to go through. But we have your word, because in the book of John, it says these words. This is the confidence that we have, because we keep your commandments. We do them, and we have a petition before you, and we know you're going to answer our petition.
Yes.
And Father, we just thank you. We just thank you right now, Father.
Thank you,
for the prize. Thank you, Father. Somebody right now is crying out. They need help. Somebody needs a new job. Somebody needs a new car. Somebody needs Father, you said it's always the cattle of 1,000 hills belong to you. All the houses belong to you. And no, Father, somebody got to see it as I did, Father. You can do it, Father. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, send it through me. I will disperse. Send it to one on the line with me. Send it to them, Father. We'll disperse it, Father. Our hands are open to receive the blessings that they come from one hand to another. We pass it on, Father. And we believe it, Father, in this day. There's somebody who's blind, eyes will be open. Somebody whose ears are deaf, he'll hear. Somebody can't walk, they're going to walk. Somebody's stomach, somebody's heart. All seven parts of that body. We have the anointing, Father, to do it. And I want to thank you this night. I want to thank you this night for those, and I want to say to the men, you are needed. We need you on the battlefield. We need you on the battlefield. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church, in that he gave himself for it. Be willing to give all you have in righteousness for your one you love. And I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, just let your fullness flow on us, Father. Let that coal fall from heaven. As it was in the second book of Abraham, Father, as you had Abraham down when he pulled the knife back, you said, stay your hand, stay your hand. Father, you stay your hand, for you see the faith that we have through Jesus Christ. And we just believe your word. We just believe your word. We just believe our bags are full. Our rooms are full. What all we need is ours full. We're just full. As he told us, Papa told that old lady, go get all you got. And she just kept with all the tubs, oil. And Father, we just have it right now. Just do it, Father. We just have the faith right now, faith factor.
Right now, Father.
We're not looking under nobody but you. You're the author and the finisher. Father, we come
to
you, for you have it. All that they have, it belongs to you. And you said in your word, in Deuteronomy 8, hallelujah, in 26, you said, I am the Father. I'm God. And I give you the right to give. And I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
You said you give us the right to get wealth. But you give us the right to get the wealth. That's wealth of food, wealth of land, wealth of money, wealth of cars. What we need is for the distributing to to the kingdom of God, that the covenant people see, because this is a man or woman of God. This is a woman of God. This is a man of God. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to you. And then, Father, the enemy has strived to blind some by not hearing the truth. They've been deceived upon weak. In the name of Jesus this night, taking the fullness of the gospel, that woman, to that man, to that boy, to that little girl, to that young lady, the young woman that took up sister's life, Father, the brick, that young man today who went out there and almost ran and killed himself in that car. I pray that he changes, all change. I pray across America, Father. I pray, Father, that the revival time start right now with me, Father. Let it start in my heart more now than ever.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Father, because somebody needs it right now, Father.
Yes, right now, Lord God.
Thank you, Father, for everything you're doing. We just, anybody has, Father, just thank you. Blind men stood by, and they passed him by. One man who had nothing. That's how you do, Father. We want to have the faith of our God, our Savior. We want to be able to go down to the fish and speak money in his mouth. We want to be able to break the fish. We want to be able to go call the fig tree. We want to be able to go to the grave of the dead. We want to be able to stop the
fish. We
want to be able to do what's in the mouth. Because the word says, your word is alive in us, and your word is alive in us. Each child, so cool. Let the fire cool us. Let it burn within us. Let the anointing. Let it flow over us. Father, we can do your will. Satan, you lost this battle. You lost it. You lost it. Let go. Release them in Jesus' name of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Line's open. Anybody got a statement or question? A prayer request? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. I can tell this to somebody, you don't have to believe me, it does make a difference. I bought my house here 40-some years ago. I lost my job. All of a sudden, I had nothing. I was behind in my rent. I had to get on my knees in front of the house, and I prayed to God while I was praying. On that clear day, God sent a man knocking at my door. And the man said, I got the rent you need here. Gave me $700 to pay my rent. I was so excited. I went back in the house. I looked and see nobody. I went outside, looked down left and right. Nobody. I said, it had to be an angel of the Lord. See, God will do what he say he's going to do. But it's going to make somebody look young. It's going to help. You got a person in the background. God wants somebody. Right now, as a matter of fact, say in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you, and I command you to release and let go. For the blood of Jesus Christ is upon you right now. Thank you, Father. You have no right to possession of what you're trying to do. You're lying from the beginning.
Yes.
The Bible says, it says, God says, you was a liar from the beginning, and you're a liar to the end. Jesus already told you and proved it to you. You're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. Liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. You don't know no truth. You don't know nothing but tell lies. Go and tell us, move people out. Just lie, lie, lie. Let go of these bodies. Let go of them in the name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Anybody got a question? Anybody got a statement to make? Praise God.
I enjoyed this service here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. See, I'm trying to say to the body of Christ, God wants to become authoritative.
Amen.
It's not about who's in charge. But are you willing to stand up and do the fight that God wants? See, God needs some generals. God needs some lieutenants. He needs some soldiers.
Yeah.
He needs some will say, but I don't care what nobody say. Come on, the Bible says, if you will take the word of God at his word, if you take God at his word and say, you said in your word, you said it. And if God said it, God has to perform on his word.
Amen.
And one thing I know, years ago, I met one of the ladies on the radio program. Years ago, and all of a sudden, God got us back together. Because God does something. And I want to tell you, I want to give it. I want to tell some folks something. When you don't walk the Holy Spirit, stop grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Stop grieving him. He wants to enter your life. See, but your preacher, pastor, apostle, whomever it is, all they think about is what they can do. You got to see beyond that. God, I want the Holy Spirit. I don't want to grieve him. I want the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want it. Yeah. I want to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. When you are sealed, when he comes back, when the seal is broken, hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
God.
There will be no sorrow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
I want to let you know tonight. I love you. I thank God for you. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Anybody awake tomorrow night? We got that lady up there in Hempstead, Texas. Lord have mercy. God is moving up there in Hempstead. I feel the fire that's moving up there in Hempstead. But we have not yet assimilated to that whole, that fire that God, more that God wants to do. And you know what? God so loved that he gave it up. Let me tell you something about this, what I know you know, as well as all of us. When God said, I am, that is the conclusion of it. I am.
Yes.
That's the conclusion.
Amen.
That's the conclusion.
Amen.
I am. I am what I am. I am who I say I am. I am what I do. See, God said, I swear by myself. Now, who else he going to swear by? Nobody but himself.
Nobody
he
but
said,
himself.
I don't bless you. He said, I don't bless you. He said, I swear by myself. I cease to be God. Well, if you don't want God to bless you, don't go around and let the devil make you out of life. Because God has blessed you. Some of you on the line right now, you got a heater in the night. You know it. You got the fire in your bone. You got to start telling somebody. Say, well, and don't try to keep it all to yourself.
Amen.
My mom is dead. Don't try to eat all of it. Don't try to eat all that cake. She has some of that. Don't try to have, don't say, look, good Lord, look, y'all, this is what the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
This is what he's done for me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I know that... We got a lady named Cornelia. She's on the line. She's going to be coming on also in the month of February. God has given her the right to come in. She got a program, and I'm telling you what God is doing. God told me, if you do this, I will do it. I'm just doing what God said. I'm watching it. I'm watching it step by step by step by step. And look, it's bricks on top of bricks. And the more. And all I want to do is, okay, Lord, have you. Have your way, Lord.
Well, I tell you, I tell you, when you're obedient and you do with what the Lord tells you to do, and you do it according to his plan, I tell you, you won't miss a beat. You just be available to him to do with what he wants to do in and through you. And you just enjoy the experience. Boy, I tell you, it is an experience to be. It can be a challenge to be obedient because the flesh wants to do what it wants to do, But when
Amen.
You deny the flesh and you follow the will and submit to the Holy Spirit, then you
yes.
can't miss a step, I tell you. And I enjoy proclaiming his word. I enjoy teaching his word. And just whenever you have somebody listening, you got an audience, I tell you.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
It's just a joy to be able to witness and
yes.
speak a word about the good news of Jesus Christ. Wherever
Amen.
You go, wherever you go, wherever you sit, wherever you stand, as
Amen.
Long as you have the breath in your body to speak the word of God, then that's what we are to do.
Amen.
So I just thank God for the opportunity through the program here on Thursday nights to do that. Teach a little word, pray a little word, digest a little word, and just enjoy his experience God in the fullness that he wants us to experience. And
Amen.
I tell you, women, be ready for next Thursday, because I will be on the doing the program on next Thursday night, and we will be discussing some things that I tell you that keeps us in bondage. Such topics as unforgiveness and learning how to forgive in the way that the Lord wants us to forgive,
mm-hmm.
breaking down the barriers of bitterness in our lives. And women, you know, we can hold on to that. And someone in Scripture who did hold on to that, and that was in the book of Ruth, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, I believe it was her name. And just going through some scripture and some word and just realizing how the word can tear and break the shackles that seem to be around our hearts, around our mind, and around our soul that keeps us in bondage. And we just need to be set free of that and allow the Lord's word to tame us. Like a buck wild horse, but let the word of God tame us and bring us in submission to him. And, of course, living according to the submission of the Holy Spirit, yielding the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we are going to, it is going to be a fabulous time and an awesome time walking through the word of God in all his tenderness. So
Amen.
I'm super excited. I'm just ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to say this to everybody that's listening, because when you come on this station and we come to an agreement, I'm going to tell you, every social media, we're going to have it. YouTube, YouCan, Blop Radio, Instagram. Okay, that's going to even be coming through my broadcast. And what we're going to do, we're going to get it so we can streamline. For those who want to be on streamline. And I want to get the gospel out like never before on that way. And I told the devil, I said, you made a mistake. You made the biggest mistake. You stepped your toe. You stepped your toe when you stepped on the hotness of God, the holiness of God. You can't stay on the mountain.
Amen.
We're going to do what God says. Not to what God is doing it. You know, it's already God has got it. So when I looked up, I needed a computer, got a new computer. Man, this thing is awesome. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
I see people, talk to people, and I said, I want to reach the best. God said, you can. And I want to tell you what we're going to do, the first one, besides us having the revival up there in Houston. But in Houston, we're going to see something happen. This Friday
Amen.
Night, that's going to be in charge of that. And you know what? May I submit to God to tell you this? Because I was saying, the lady said, well, honey, you need to let God. You trying to push God. I said, what you talking about? I said, what you talking about? I said, honey, you trying to push God. Step back and let God do that. I said, okay. I step back. You know what happened? God opened up to some people I didn't even know. And I just called them. I said, God said, he needs some people on this radio program, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you know what? They have agreed.
Amen.
And look at Tuesday night and Monday night, we had over 1,500 people listening.
Amen.
Are you listening? 1,500
Amen.
People.
Praise God.
You know, but the word speaks slowly, and I always said that I'm a country boy. I have a country boy's attitude. Take your time and make sure your seeds get deep.
Amen.
Make sure the seeds get deep. Because God, it ain't about her. Like I told the folks, no, it ain't about her. Her done been there. Her done done. You think I done done everything I want to do. I'm going to tell you. You named it, I was there. But I want to see God be glorified like never before. In this earth realm.
Yes.
Amen.
And I know God's going to do it. Now, I think God needed a woman that had been 8 years ago, bring her back, and that was, he said, Carl. I said, oh, that woman ought to talk to me. And she just told me some information. I said, oh, Lord. See, all you got to do is be quiet and let God lead.
Amen.
That's why I say, the Holy Spirit is always throwing kisses at us. You know, it's like I would my wife. I said, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Amen.
God is throwing kisses at us.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is throwing kisses.
Yeah.
Come this way.
Yeah.
Come this way. It's a better way to go. He's doing it. And my wife told me, she said, sometimes you get a little too loud, I can't help it. What I've been through, I can't help it.
Amen.
I can't help it. The walls won't hold me. There are places I don't shout hallelujah.
Amen.
See, me and that brother have come on there, David, that blew that chauffeur, they gave a testimony. Amen. That man is of God.
Amen.
That man told about how he lost his first child through abortion. What God did, God touched his heart. God, awesome God. But
yes,
I want to let you that are listening tonight that God has a work for you. Don't fail me, fail yourself.
Amen.
I've always said from the country boy's attitude, Mama said I need to get 2,000 pounds. I only got 1,500. Got yours yet? She said, no. It's just your problem. I ain't got mine. In case some folks don't know, back in the day, we have to pull cotton. And you go up there and get it weighed. Sometimes I weigh 180, sometimes I weigh. But the longer the sack, the more I would do. And I go out there and do it. All God wants is somebody to get out there in the vineyard.
Amen.
The pay is the same. It's the same.
Amen.
Don't
That's
get jealous.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Don't get jealous. No, don't get jealous.
Amen.
The Lord, if you did it for me, you could do it for me.
That's right.
Amen. If you can do it for you, do it for me. You can do it for me. If you can do that for me. And see, I'm going to stand with you and tell you what. As a brother in the body of Christ, can we walk together? Two can walk together with an agreement because the Holy Spirit is looking for us. And God wants to say, do y'all know we got 4.9 million people in Houston? 4 million. 4 million people in Houston. And they're wondering why.
Yeah.
I said, ooh, that's how many mega churches. Not so much about the mega. But we gotta get some lives changed. Got people coming all over because God has made a promise with a commitment. But it's up to us. It's up to us.
Amen.
And I ain't get my share. As it said back in the day, you go out and get all the grapes you can, bring them in.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. Just bring the grapes in. See, the grape is the wine. See, God has made it so we can get busy and do what he said to. Husbands will even submit to the women when they see God move. See, for someone, something won't stand in a woman's way, but he's going to stand there and protect her because God will use her. Likewise with a woman with a husband because we need to stand together in this fight. The oneness. God want to do it. Woo!
Amen.
God, ain't God good? Excuse the expression.
Yes, he
isn't
is.
Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he is.
Anybody else got something they want to say? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Before we sign up, anybody else got anything else they want to say?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that God is very good to me. You all have already spoke how good he is to you, but my personal testimony is that as a single parent of four children, God gave me a promise. When I was going through very hard times, and it came out of Isaiah. It says, and thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. And also in that same book, he promised me that, and thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. As a single mother, you know, I never wanted to. It wasn't my plan to raise four children alone. And so when my ex decided to leave, and I had to face the world with raising children alone, God saw how painful and how heart-wrenching that was to me. And he gave me that promise. And through the years, I have seen God over and over again come through with my children. Mm-hmm. My children are honor roll students. My children are,
praise the Lord.
They're in activities. They haven't strayed as I thought maybe they would have because of the promises of God. And I get so many comments on how my kids are so well-mannered. And you know, one of my children are off going to college now. I mean, as a single parent, my other two are aspiring, big aspirations, and both of them are on honor roll. And this is as a single mother. You know, it's not easy doing that, and I cannot give credit to anyone but the Lord. And I'm not saying that I didn't have rough times. I did have rough times, but I can just remember grabbing the Bible and reading the Psalms and getting comfort and encouragement. And God has opened doors over and over again and seen me and my children through impossible what seemed to be impossible situations over and over again. And when I look back on it, I could not have done that on my own. There is no way that I could have come through some of the things that I have had to face as a single mother on my own but God. And I'm just so grateful. And if there are any single mothers out there that I know what you're going through, I know the pain, and I know the struggle, but I'm telling you that God is there for the single mother and the fatherless child. He is a father indeed to the fatherless, and he will come through over and over again.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, whatever you call it, I tell you, you got a blessing. God has more he wants to give to you tonight. He wants to give you more. You just got to speak it. God wants to give you more.
Amen.
Wants to give you more. It's up to you to say, Lord, I want more. It's up to you.
Amen.
Did he give you four children and let you take care of them? You know God got something else. By faith, go on, tell us what it is. Go ahead, and we want to agree with you. What else you need for God so we can... Go ahead. I want to watch God materialize it.
Well, I don't know. He just takes good care of me right now, you know. And I know some things that I'm holding in my heart, and I'm standing in faith. He's made promises to me, and I know that that it is going to come to pass. I do.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it right there. Hallelujah. Standing on the promise of God.
And, you know, what's amazing, as a child of God, God knows sometimes When a promise doesn't manifest as fast as we would like it to, sometimes we can get discouraged or question God, but time and time again, God has sent me reassurance. Tracy, just hold on. Just hold on. It's coming. It's coming. And so, and in those times of weakness, he's just like a gentle shepherd. He's just like a father. He'll come and re-encourage you. So just hold on. It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. I do not waver at the promises of God. I believe. I believe. And I know that he has promised me, hey, I'll let you know when they come to pass. I'll let you know. I believe it is. I'll let you know. I believe it with all my heart.
Amen.
Because he has came through for me so many times before, when no one else was there, in impossible situations, and why wouldn't he come through again?
Amen. Amen.
So, because what he has done in the past, I trust what he has for me in the future is going to come to pass also.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
And that's the kind of faith. That's the kind of faith.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you told God you needed X number of dollars. Am I right?
I really don't put it to God like that. I would tell him, Lord, this is my need. You know my need before I even ask. And then I asked him to supply it. And I leave the number, the cash value up to him because it pretty much he'll exceed anything that I ask for.
Amen.
No, but you started with a number that 15. You started with a number 1,500. But that it could be big number, small number. But God wants to put something in your hand tomorrow. Now, so tomorrow. Ooh, I'm looking in the spirit. God's going to put it in your hand.
Hallelujah.
Going to do it. Either that or I'm like him. God cannot lie. God cannot lie.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We all believe God is going to do it. Not only for
Amen.
Us forever, but all over the line today. The things that we have a desire. See, all of us have a desire in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. I tell folks every day, I said, God said I can have the best because I am the best.
Amen.
Why shouldn't I be the best and have the best and walk the best and die the best and look the best?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, because when Solomon was king, his people walked around in gold wrists. God wants us to have the best.
Amen.
Honest, I'm tired of America saying we got us a sugar hold on us. No. See, I want to own the government. Because
Amen.
It's going to be on the, yes, Lord. It's going to be on the shoulders of Jesus.
Amen.
God's going to do it. And to that sister, all you got to do is let us know, and I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to broadcast it. She got it. And I want to say to all of you tonight, you got it, we got it. Because God is doing, he's moving.
Yes, he is.
He's moving.
Yes.
Amen.
He's moving.
Yes,
he is. He's moving. And while we sleep, God talks to us. He wakes us up. Angels, go down and wake him up. I got something. And see, the angels come back with the word from God. Be ready for it. It's yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. When I say this, man, the God I serve is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
And one thing I can say, the Lord is my buckler.
Yes.
He is my peace.
Yes.
He is my whole. He is all that I desire. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
When I got a ready. Somebody got a Bible turned right now to the Book of Psalm 120, 121. Please get it right quick. The angel of the Lord again canvas about me.
Amen.
And the Lord.
Oh, I love that.
Hallelujah. What did it say? I will do what? In the Book of Psalms.
121.
What did it say? I will lift my eyes.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Mm-hmm.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
You're right there. There's enough proof. If we lift up our eyes, he made heaven and earth. Read on, sister.
Amen. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. Mm-hmm. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Praise the Lord.
So I don't have to worry about the devil. Devil can't do nothing.
Nothing.
He can't do nothing. But so rocks.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. His mercy.
Yes, he is.
It's just forever.
Well,
we have about 3 minutes. Anybody else got something else they want to say?
Thank you, God. Amen. God bless. I just want to say that God is not a respectable person. The blessings, the kingdom blessings upon everyone that who believes. Mm. And that's the whole key thing. Even though, Dr. Hunter, you just prophesied a word to the woman of God, all of us are God's people. We are his kingdom people. So that blessing not only is just for her, but it's for all his people, to those who believe. Because
Amen.
The race is given to the swift, not the strong, but those who endure to the end. And the reward is the same reward. We all want to receive the same reward. You might finish before I finish, but long as we finish, the reward is still the same.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? I say this much, that I've been blessed tonight. I'm gonna be obedient to God, and I know God
Amen.
Is gonna save. God is gonna do it, and remember my word. I love you. I love you. I love you. There's nothing you
Amen.
Can do about it. So,
Amen.
in case you want to send me an email, my email is willetjhunter@yahoo.com. willetjhunter@yahoo.com. Because I want you to know what God's going to do in this thing. And remember, on the other side, tomorrow night, we'll see you again. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.